Taking us back into the broadcast. You're listening to the Mishki broadcast. This is the last one broadcasting over the nighttime hours. Starting Tuesday, January 3rd, Mishki will be back in studio from 5:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. So we hope you can catch him then when he's back from vacation. My name is Derek Larson. I'm the webmaster of MishkiMadness.com. And most of the clips that you're hearing tonight can be found on that website along with literally hundreds of others. And there's also a lady by the name of Rosemary that runs a Mishki podcast. You can find that by going to, I think, any search engine or just go to Google, put in Mishki podcast, and that'll take you right to her website. And she has complete archives of Mishki broadcasts for, I believe, the past half year. And I know I've had a few questions, and Rosemary has herself, if this will continue when Tom moves into the new hours in the new year, and yes, it will. She will still be archiving the broadcasts, and I'll still be bringing best of clips every couple of weeks. Now, in this next bit, Mishki has had many great callers over the years, a lot of regulars that we've come to grow and love. There's Undertaker Fred, of course. There's Al. There's Little Lukey. But one of my favorites, my very favorites, was a lady who was in her 90s. I believe she was 95 years old when she passed away a few years ago. And she used to call a lot in the mid to late 90s. Her name was Great-Great-Grandma J.J., and she was just a great lady. Always had very interesting stories about her times growing up in Pennsylvania. And she even had stories about, I believe, watching Dillinger bury some loot, hanging out with Perry Como when he was a little kid. They would stuff rags in his mouth so he wouldn't yell. And all kinds of just interesting stories. You never knew where it was going to lead. So here is a great clip of Great-Great-Grandma J.J.
Derek, I hate to interrupt you, but we're not going to have time to play the full bit.
That's all right. Just play however much we can and just take it to the top of the hour from there.
Here it is.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time since I talked to this woman. Great-Great-Great-Grandma. How are you, ma'am?
I'm going to talk to Barbara.
You'd like to? All right, I'll put her on. Hang on.
All right.
Barbara?
Yes. This is Julie Hall, and they call me Juliet Hall, but they call me J.J.
Hello.
Now, anything I can do for you? Because I've been in this business for years and years. I'm 94.
Well, would you like to see my buttocks?
Your what?
Buttocks.
Yeah. Listen, what can I do for you on election day? Can I do some telephone calling?
Yes, that would be good.
Well, what's Jay doing?
Pardon?
JJ, what's he doing?
You're JJ.
Yeah. What's he doing?
I thought JJ was a she.
No. JD.
TD?
JD, are you talking to him?
Oh, TD Mishki.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there, staring at my tattoo.
Well, I hear you're going to make it.
Well, I'm confident I'm going to win.
Well, that's what I say. I'm going to go down there and win.
Yes, I'm going to win. Well, and I'm going to mop up the floor with that Sharon Sales Belton.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to get that there Clinton and throw him over the Mississippi River.
I'd like to eviscerate him and eat his insides.
Well, you know, I live here with my daughter now. So maybe another year or so.
Yeah.
And I used to be in politics a lot, back in Pennsylvania. And I'm a good friend of his.
Did I mention Mishki's three sheets to the wind?
Huh?
Mishki, he's drinking again.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had a birthday last year, and he said to me, did you get any birthday cards? I said, one from my daughter at home. He said, I'll get you cards. He got me cards, I got almost 400 birthday cards. How do you think of that?
Well, if I become mayor, I'm going to declare the 21st of November Great-Great-Grandma Day.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to no parties here because I'm not that weird to go to parties. I tell you, I forgot. I took my dentures out and I wrapped them in paper and somebody came along and threw them in the garbage. Now I'm getting a new pair made.
Hmm.
Isn't that awful?
Huh. Well, I have to go now. I don't like talking like this.
Well, anyway, I know, but I'm going to be for you 100%.
If I lose, I'm going to tie a rope around a chandelier and hang myself.
I'm not alone here, you know.
You've got a man with you?
No, my husband died. He is a chemist for Gulf War Corporation.
And he's still with you?
No, he died.
But I mean his body?
No, it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Well, what do you mean you're not alone?
No, I came down here to visit my daughter, and I fell down the steps, and I had to have a hip operation.
Hip-hop? That's what the young people listen to.
Well, I was 2 years ago. Then I had cataract eyes done about a year ago, and I'm taking care of them. Then I have other problems, you know. But
sometimes you just must say to yourself, maybe I should just die.
Why?
I don't know. I just think after a while it's probably best to just quit replacing parts and die.
I've been listening to you since I came down here to Manassas, to Minnesota. And I think you're all right. You're good. I like you. Tell it to them.
All right. Thank you, great-great-grandma.
Yes, sir. That's right. And if there's anything I can do for you, if I had a list of telephone numbers, I'd be sitting here and calling up.
Here's one I'd like you to call.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Call up and tell them.
Could you write this one down?
Yeah.
646.
Wait. What about the number?
646.
646.
82.
82.
55.
55.
Call that right now. This is somebody who I've been trying to get to vote for me since the year I can't remember when. And encourage them to vote for me.
I will. I'll do that.
All right. I'll be waiting.
You talk to Tom there and see what he says about me.
He's gone to the Biffy.
Listen. You want to hear it, Tom?
When is that you're doing? Good God! I'm going to dance.
I made a shirt.
No.
I play a harmonica.
Well, that sounded wonderful. I don't believe you're actually 95.
I'll be 95 this month.